From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom Arise, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 5th District DA Diana Luce announced on Wednesday that National Park Ranger Robert Mitchell acted objectively and reasonable in the shooting death of Charles Gage Lorenz at the Carlsbad Caverns in March of this year. Lorenz was initially speeding through the park, and Mitchell initiated a traffic stop. According to reports, Lorenz refused to comply with Mitchell's orders, and the ranger deployed his taser twice. And then a struggle ensued before Mitchell was able to get his handgun and shoot Lorenz twice. The family of Lorenz has filed a lawsuit against the National Park Service and the U.S. Department of Interior. 32-year-old Mark David Martinez of Hobbs was arrested on Tuesday and charged with two counts of abuse of a child. According to Hobbs police, an anonymous caller told officers about a child who was unattended in a pickup in the 3800 block of North Lovington Highway around 2:15 p.m. on Tuesday. When officers arrived, they found two children between the ages of 5 and 6 in that pickup. And according to reports, temperatures around that time were about 97 degrees. Martinez told police that he went into the store for a few minutes to buy diapers, and he did not have masks for the kids and did not want to expose them to the COVID-19 virus. He did leave the kids in the vehicle with the windows barely cracked open, but did not leave the air conditioning on. That, according to Hobbs police. And speaking of COVID-19, on Wednesday, the New Mexico Environment Department filed an emergency rule that requires employers to report positive COVID-19 cases to the agency within 4 hours of being notified of the case. The emergency amendment went into effect on Wednesday and will remain in effect for no more than 120 days. New Mexico State Police continue their investigation into a hit-and-run on Tuesday at the intersection of Sanger and West County Road there in Hobbs. The driver of a semi ran a stop sign, hit two vehicles, one which included a Hobbs police unit, and then fled the scene. Hobbs Police Captain Chad Wright elaborates.
Our protocol is to contact New Mexico State Police to work any crashes where one of our units are involved. So they responded and investigated the crash. So I believe they were in the process of trying to identify the driver.
One person has been arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and an alleged drive-by shooting in Artesia on Tuesday. Artesia Police Captain Lendell Smith said several agencies are working this case.
Officers from the PD and the Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are all kind of working together.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.